Let's call to order the February 5th, 2018, meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. Present tonight are committee members Mark Lukey, Patrick Richardson, Sandy Hussman, and Katie Capellini, along with President of City Council Mary Westfall, and Bill Sanford, the Director of Economic Development, and Leslie Branning, the Director of Law and Law Enforcement. She's the Law Director. We're here tonight primarily to talk about how we want to address and move along the 2019 city calendar. This is the point in our process where we pick a vendor, an outside provider that will help us put that together. We've done an RFQ and have received two responses to that by the deadline on Friday. You all have had it, I think, had a chance to take a look at those and review them. I need to tell you up front that I may have a potential conflict on this matter if it comes to a vote at some point. One of the vendors is a partner, and one of the vendors is a family, a member of my extended family, and I think that's close enough to being a conflict that I want to be careful about that. But I do intend to facilitate the meeting tonight. And if it becomes appropriate, I'll push back. I think that there are a couple issues on the table that I want to discuss. One is whether we want to have the two vendors come in and meet with us and talk a little bit about their thought on how to proceed with this. That I think that's an outcome that we want to decide about tonight. In addition to that, though, there's a couple of things that kind of are side issues that we should discuss. One is the fact that one of the two proposals was clearly over the number that we suggested, and the committee needs to decide whether that's a deal breaker or not, and if we want to disqualify them or whether we don't. You know, was that a rule or was it a guideline? And secondly, we have one of the two vendors who has done the calendar for us twice before, and I think we should decide whether that's a good thing or whether that's something that maybe we want to create some space for somebody else. Again, I don't have a particular opinion about that, but we should have that discussion. So that said, why don't we just kind of see what you all think about both of those issues and how to proceed at this point. Anybody want to start with that? Yes.
Is it the job of this committee to find the sponsors for this?
It's Mr. Sanford's responsibility. Okay. And he's had a pretty good job. I think, as you know, we've been able to kind of fully liquidate it with donated funds. And, Bill, you might want to speak to that a little bit.
Sure. But I'm always open to ideas. In fact, one switched from the first year to the second year. Actually, it was the mayor's idea to approach Metamora Bank, and that's how that came to be. So,
okay. The reason I asked was just – sorry, go ahead.
I think that our donors see it more as a branding opportunity than an advertising opportunity,
sure.
Right? And they're comfortable with that.
My concern was that if we were to go with the more expensive choice, could we make it up with an additional $3,000, $4,000 sponsor? And
yeah,
there obviously was a big discrepancy
that's a salient question,
in the price.
I think. Bill, what do you think about that?
I think that'd be tough. I think we're probably at a point where we're lucky to, and we almost didn't get that, you know, when I dropped it off and I got turned down by a couple folks, because again, we take a special someone to, they just generally want to support the community, and it's not so much a advertising.
So sure.
It would, to increase the value, it'd be tough to get more money out of sponsors, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think another way to look at it, though, as well, is that this is a relatively infinitesimal number in the city budget, and so if we have a shortfall for the first time in 3 years for that reason, I'm not sure anybody's going to be called out on it, right? What else? Let's just address these things. And did it seem like both of these vendors were viable, legitimate companies? That seems to be not an issue, right? The Creative Oxygen people have done work for the city before, and so has the other company. Let's talk about costs. Do we want to be concerned about the fact that it's over? As opposed to not. Bill, do you have an opinion about that?
I know that I did talk with them when they made the proposal, and they were struggling with that because with the confines, it was going to be tough for them. And I said, well, just submit something, you know, and go from there. So I didn't say, you know, give them a hard line once you're younger, and then just do the best you can, and this is what they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the combination of it's going to be hard to find a sponsor to pay more. I mean, why? It doesn't make sense really to go with something that's a lot more expensive and over budget when the last 2 years have been great. And I mean, we haven't had any problem with the vendor that we're using. I mean, in general, I wouldn't elect to pay more just because.
That takes us to the second question then, right, which is having a vendor on board for the third year in a row. And again, what's our general sense about that? Do we feel that that's creating any questions for the community, or do we think it's just totally appropriate to pick the best vendor?
I have a question on that. This is the first year this has been put out to bid, correct?
Yeah, we bid it the first year, didn't we?
The first year, we not in this form. I had gotten just some quotes, and we were going to try to do it in-house, and we kind of the 12-hour and the case out identified and the artists and see if they were interested, and that's kind of how we...
That was my question, is how do we pick it the last 2 years?
And then, so that was the first year, because basically it met the met our budget. Year was very successful. We got a lot of positive comments, and we just said, why don't we do that again? They were willing to do it again, and that's how we got to this point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think we felt that we didn't want to re-engineer some new vendor a second year when to get create a little traction about it. But I think we felt that I think there was always agreement around the committee that it would become something that we bid out at some point.
So it would be the first time that the council awarded the bid to that company, even though it would be their third time doing it, it's the first time they'd win the bid.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah,
okay.
I suppose. So again, I don't hear any particular...
Well, if you're looking at contracts, and like how many contracts have we renewed with public services to pick up our trash? I mean, nobody ever has, hey, why didn't you pick the other guy? I mean, you know, a contract is a contract. Whether it's for picking up trash or,
Yeah, we did initially take competitive bids from Republic,
right.
And that was a rather bloody fight, as I recall.
Right.
So,
I'm just wondering, Mark, I mean, does it make sense, even though they're two different amounts, to have another meeting or have them come in and just present what they're going to do
Yeah, that's a question for the committee. I've been on the other side of the table of those things, and I don't want to put any of these people in a position of having it just be a waste of their time. You know, if there's some, if we feel fairly strongly about one of these procedural issues, process issues, I don't think that that's helpful. I mean, now if we, but if you all feel that that's some one more step that you want to take, that's up to everybody.
In my opinion, I would not be interested in paying an additional $3,000 of our money to someone else for what, after reading the proposals, what I thought to be relatively comparable services. So unless they were going to come in, I can't imagine, if we had them come in, I can't imagine what Creative Oxygen would say to convince me that they're worth an additional $3,000 over the other vendor.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I appreciate that, and I think your candor is helpful. Sandy, you haven't said much. What do you think?
Well, I do have. I agree basically with what Patrick is saying. On the other hand, I really want next year's calendar to be thoroughly. I mean, Bill asked me to go ahead and mark up the things that needed to be edited, and there were a lot of them, including autumn was spelt wrong. Now, I mean, this is a pretty knowledgeable community, and when we send out a product that has a lot of mistakes in it, that does not please me. So I don't mind using the same people again, but somewhere in that process before it goes to print, we need to have, actually I would expect that they would do it, but if they did do it, they didn't do a very good job of it. So I would hope that somehow we make sure that those mistakes don't repeat themselves in this year's calendar. And I, you know, Bill can share it with you. I marked it up in red. And
yeah, you know,
it's not... It wasn't well done.
Well, right, and I think we've talked earlier about the fact that I've gotten some complaints from folks who are not Christian,
right,
that
we
miss some of the
well.
Other religious holidays.
But that's not really there. That's our input,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, you know, I think we're maybe coming, though, to a kind of a combination thought, and let me pose this to you all. It would probably be helpful before we agreed to have a contract with a chosen vendor, and it sounds to me like we're suggesting that Flanders Creative, is that the name, is maybe our choice, maybe a technicality, which is the price, but I think that's a legitimate technicality, right? I totally agree. So maybe we want to have them come in at a future meeting and have just some discussion with us about they really didn't give us a concept like the other folks did, right? They gave us a proposal, which I don't think was intended to be.
Walk of Life with their
team. Okay, how did I miss that?
I don't know.
Okay, is it, okay. But let's have, how would you feel about we having them come in at a fairly near-term date?
Both of them or just one?
No, not just the one, just Flanders. At this, but I think I hear a consensus that we don't want to go with somebody who came in over budget, right?
Well, extremely over budget.
Yeah, like 60% or something, right? Yeah,
right. So it's about twice as much. So
yes, and it's not about the number. I mean, $3,000 is $3,000, but it's about the principle of the thing, I think, to some degree,
yeah.
Right? So have Flanders come in, talk to us about their concept, verbalize it, get to hear what the committee has on its mind. I think it would be very important at that point, Sandy, for you to make your points to them. That would be, they need to hear it from us, not filtered through Bill. And then if we're all comfortable with that meeting, then be prepared to send it on to council.
Just a point of clarification. We have final sign-off meeting the office.
Well, I believe that, but I do think that they should be presenting to us a product that's already been edited and looked over very carefully. And Prometica was spelled. spelled right, but the M is not capitalized on the calendar. That's a mistake that shouldn't happen. So.
I agree with you. Are we comfortable then agreeing among ourselves that we want to have them back in? Not back and in, to review this with us, and then from that point on ask the administration to prepare. Do we need legislation on this, Leslie? No, just have to decide. Okay.
It sounds like we're going to schedule another committee.
Well, we have to, I think, anyway. There's a couple of other issues that are going to be coming up in the next few weeks, specifically tonight. I'm not quite sure if it's the appropriate place to put it, but Lourdes University has a request for some banner sightings that on the agenda says this, that our committee might get that, although I think we could make an argument that the zoning committee ought to get it. But in any case, we have that. We also have the legislation has been drafted, and I think we want to vet it on the community funding of community organizations. Right. That's been floating around since last year. It's time to get that done. So I would anticipate maybe scheduling a meeting between now and the next meeting and have them come in at that meeting. Are you okay with that? Okay, Bill, you think that's fine? Okay. Obviously, we can't, if we are going to have the Flanders folks come in, we can't really schedule that meeting without consulting with them, right? So I guess I would simply ask you all to stand by and have maybe task Bill with the notion of getting a couple of morning dates and 5 o'clock dates. We want to be sensitive to Patrick's schedule.
Thank you.
And in the next 10 days. Advertising Club.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's on, I submitted a calendar, and the event is February 22nd.
Are we invited?
If anybody's interested.
Is this out of our own pocket, or will it be? I hate to be crass about it, but.
I think that's justifiable. People would like to go to that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's great. Good news. And that's, it reflects very positively on Sylvania. Anything else tonight? Fundamentally stand by for a date for the next meeting, and we'll get the ladies and their team in. Okay. Anything else? If there's nothing else, we are adjourned at 7:19.